Hello everybody, this is a very unexpected audio boo. Live from Glastonbury Tor, on the path of the way up to Glastonbury Tor in England, one of the most sacred parts of pagan England. And I'm here with my erstwhile comrade-in-arms, Loka Bandhu. I'm just visiting at the end of my trip to the UK. We're here, you can hear the beautiful tones of a saxophone, tenor saxophone in the background. Somebody's playing us up to Glastonbury Tor. And we're here because we've just been to visit a new field, a new Buddha field that Loka Bandhu is hopefully about to purchase, right under the Tor, one of the great sacred sites of England. So Loka Bandhu, do you want to say a little bit about the Buddha field and why you've decided to go and get it?
Okay, well, this is Loka Bandhu, yeah. It feels a little bit premature talking about this because it hasn't quite happened yet, but hopefully it will. I've been searching for a field or piece of land around Glastonbury for a year or more now. It's my home, I love it here. And buying a piece of land feels like a very symbolic thing for me, especially here, because this is a very special place for me. So I've been looking for a year or so, been a long, slow search. I decided to adopt an approach of finding bits of land I loved, finding the owners, and entering a dialogue with them. Would you like to sell me your field? They'd never crossed their mind before, but the first one said no, and the second one said yes. So touch wood, I'm going to buy this beautiful field just in the shadow of Glastonbury Tor. It's a couple of acres, small but large enough for anything you want to do. It's totally organic, it's just been left to its own devices for a decade or more now. In practice, it's a field full of nettles, but it's also a lovely little wildlife reserve. It's got a couple of magical trees for camping and stuff, and the most amazing view on the one hand to Glastonbury Tor, on the other hand down to the Somerset Levels and the Mendips in the background and the Cathedral City of Wells and so on. Very special little place. It's not quite on the ley lines, but ever so close, but I must say that doesn't really bother me. It just is a special little place. Yes, I hope it happens, and if it does, I think it might be a Buddha field for a long time to come. Who knows? But I'm tentatively calling it in my mind the Buddha field, the Glastonbury Buddha field.
And what might happen there?
What might happen there? I think the first thing to do there is nothing. The first thing to do there is go there, spend many hours just sitting there in all weathers and all seasons, getting to know it. I know nothing about fields, but I've started to visit it with as many friends as I can find. I just learn a bit, a little bit. Each one can tell me something. That's the first thing. Do nothing. Sit there and observe. Beyond that, I'm going to clear away a few nettles, just enough to put up a tent. Maybe make a campfire. Maybe plant a few trees. Nothing very ambitious. Just a little refuge. Place to go with friends, place to go alone, place to go and spend time in nature. Yeah.
Fantastic stuff. So we're going to head up now into the dark, out of the dusk, to the Tor itself. The stars are rising. The satellites are moving across the sky. The clouds are scudding over. And we'll leave you with the sounds of Glastonbury Tor with the wind and the saxophone in the background. It's good night from me.
And it's Loka Bandhu, over and out.